The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Gimme the Hogs Chuck.
Pick and roll Mitchell with a stop. 19 for Mekhi, matches a career high. Man, it sure is a whole lot more fun when you win. Razorbacks have not done a lot of winning lately, but they beat Missouri in Columbia on Wednesday night, 91-84. Second win of the month on the final day of the month. And now the calendar flips as the Razorbacks prepare to go to LSU for a game on Saturday. It was good to be back in the winner's circle. The Razorbacks had fun. They played like they enjoyed playing basketball last night. They jumped on Missouri early. Missouri's not very good. They must not have any NIL money because they just do not have a whole lot of talent. Clearly, Tamar Bates is good, the transfer from Indiana. But I'm not sure they won't get through this conference season with maybe at the most one or two wins. And I hate to say that. I may be wrong. But they play Vanderbilt this weekend. And the loser of that ball game, I mean, you can just start doing the numbers as we move into the back half of the season. It's going to be hard for them to win. That's a different subject, though. This is about Arkansas. The Razorbacks were much, much better. 56 points in the paint. Missouri had no answer. Must didn't want the team shooting threes, and if you watch the game, you know why. This is what the head coach said post-game.
It was a mandate, to score in what we call zone one. If you settled for threes tonight, you probably were going to come out and not go back in. We did not want to take a lot of three-point shots tonight. This Razorback basketball team for the last 80 minutes of play has played really good basketball. Tonight's 40 minutes, we played very well against Kentucky, lost a game. They got loose on some threes and last 4 minutes of that game, not good tonight. To go on the road and lead for 37 minutes is really, really hard to do. And really proud of us offensively scoring 47 and 44 in the two halves. I thought we did a phenomenal job sharing the basketball. Defensive activity is where it needs to be with 10 steals. This group tonight played like teams of the past, creating steals, jumping in passing lanes, sharing the basketball. Super proud of the 40-minute effort tonight.
Now, a lot of it was the Razorbacks' physicality inside. Mekhi Mitchell has played like a man possessed over the last two ball games, a double-double against Kentucky. And then last night, really the dominant player on the floor. 19 points, 14 rebounds. And his presence inside, I thought, was really what put Arkansas over the hump at the beginning, and it sustained him throughout the ball game. Long story short, Mizzou just didn't have an answer.
Well, I think he's practiced really hard. I think he's been very focused. especially the last, you know, 80 minutes of basketball. He's had great practices. He's had really good pre-practices. He's had good post-practices. I think, you know, the last two games, he's had a different renewed focus, which, you know, when he plays like that, he's as good as any center in the country the way that he's played the last two games.
I was up at 7. I couldn't sleep. It was my birthday. I was excited. I text my brother. I text my mom. And all my loved ones text me. I appreciate everybody.
It is kind of cool. It happened on his birthday. I mean, he had a great night. And the Razorbacks sure needed him. And if he can play under control and within himself the rest of the way, he can be a real factor. You know, when Mekhi's under control and his emotions are right, he is really a good basketball player. Now, sometimes things get a little bit out of whack, and that's reflected in his performance. And sometimes that ultimately is reflected in his playing time. But I've always pulled for this guy. I think he's a good kid. I think he's a good player. And the last two ball games, anyway, he's certainly played, at least during his Arkansas time, some of his best basketball. Hey, let me pause just for a second and talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, is who brings you the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast on a daily basis. Now, I've partnered with them multiple times, and I can tell you that my experience on each occasion was beyond what I'd hoped it would be when we started. I was a first-time home buyer, and I didn't have a clue. Questions always come up. Lenders, title companies, inspections, all sorts of stuff. They always had the answer. They were ready to guide me through it. Then it came time to sell that house and upgrade a little bit. They were right there as well. They understood the market. They understood neighborhoods. And that's important when you're buying or selling a home. Long story short, they're the pros. I'm glad I partnered with them. And I feel like if you partner with them, you'll be glad you did too. Now, they've got an office in Fayetteville. They're in Springdale, Bentonville, Fort Smith. They're in Branson, Missouri now. And you can always log on to WeikertGriffin.com.
Give me the hug.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. For your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Now, LSU's going to be better than Missouri. LSU's better than they were a year ago. So the task is going to be different. On Saturday down in Baton Rouge, the Razorbacks had favorable matchups against Missouri. And to their credit, they took advantage of every one of them. They'll have some matchups Saturday that are favorable. LSU probably will have one or two matchups that they deem favorable. We'll see who's able to take advantage of that. It's an 11 o'clock in the morning tip-off down at the Maravich Center. All right, three other games in the league last night. Florida won at Kentucky in overtime. At Kentucky. The Gators have won four straight conference games. They're 5-3. They're going to the NCAA tournament. Alabama came back and beat Georgia in Athens. Georgia, what was it, 14 at the half? Looked like Georgia might win, but Alabama, steady Eddie, came back and won the ball game. Auburn blew out Vanderbilt in a big way down at Auburn. So right now, and I mean, you got to look way up. If you're a Razorback fan, Alabama 7-1, Auburn and South Carolina 6-2, Tennessee a half game back at 5-2. LSU, by the way, 11-9, 3-4 in the league. Razorbacks looking up at LSU, trying to catch them. They didn't play this week. They had the bye week that Arkansas is going to have next week. So they've not played since Saturday. Again, 11 o'clock in the morning for the basketball game on Saturday. Razorback women. At home tonight against Alabama. 8 o'clock, the tip-off at Bud Walton Arena. This is an important game for both teams. Both teams are 16-6 overall. Arkansas is 4-3. Alabama's 3-4 in the league. Razorbacks got a hold serve at home. You know, each and every day we're brought to you in part by Bet Saracen and the Bet Saracen app. It's got an Arkansas flavor. It's why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. And if you've not downloaded it, you're missing out. Because you're going to have opportunities to place wagers on in-state teams, in-state players. There are all sorts of opportunities at the Bet Saracen app. It is Vegas, Arkansas style. It's Arkansas. It's also Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. You know, I was looking at it this morning. The Niners are 2.5-point favorites now in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe on Monday it was the Niners by one. Now it's -2.5. The money's moved the line. Each and every day, there are wagering opportunities. If you like to watch the NBA, maybe you just like to watch or wager on the game you're watching, those opportunities are there. The Lakers and the Celtics play tonight. The Celtics are good. The Lakers aren't. They're in Boston. Boston -11.5 in that game. Knicks are hot at home against Indiana. New York -3. Each and every day, there's an opportunity at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, I guess that's it for today. Again, the women's basketball game tonight. Hogs are home today. They'll travel tomorrow. LSU on Saturday. When we get together tomorrow, Razorback legend Matt Jones will join us as he always does to wrap up the week. Hope you have a great day. We'll visit on Friday, tomorrow. Join us then. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.